A massive housing market realignment is occurring as we speak. Certain areas of America are being inundated with excess inventory, and sellers are now frantically cutting prices. However, this isn't happening everywhere. Other pockets of America are still surging, and there's even bidding wars with certain areas going up double digits year over year. What's amazing is that we've never seen in recent history this type of housing market bifurcation, and the overall alignment is this. On the West Coast of America, as well as in the South, inventory is surging in many states. However, in the Midwest and the Northeast, inventory is still low. You can see that housing supply in the South and West is now back to pre-pandemic levels, while in the Northeast and Midwest, it's still down 50%. With these differences in housing supply keying you in on this massive shift that's taking place, it's one that likely has to do with differences in how Americans are moving, as well as local economic growth, as well as affordability. And the overall trend we're seeing is that the cheaper the area is, the more people that are moving in and buying homes, and the lower that the inventory is. On this map, these states in blue, in the Midwest largely, have the cheapest home prices in America. In Wisconsin, Iowa, Kentucky, West Virginia, Ohio, you can buy houses for $300,000 or less, even as cheap as $170,000 in West Virginia. In response, we can see home sales and buyer demand is now highest in these states. West Virginia is the number one state for buyer demand in the U.S., up 30% from average. But it's not just the Midwest that's hot, it's also the Northeast. In a state like New Jersey, housing inventory is down over 25% from normal. In Connecticut, it's down over 50% from normal, meaning that there's still a huge shortage of homes and there's still bidding wars in these colder Northeast states. And the data that I'm about to show you in this video is going to allow you to actually capitalize off this shift in housing market forces and migration and allow you to negotiate a big discount on a house if you're in one of these states that are going down. And I'm also going to give you some tips if you're in one of the states that's still going up on how to actually make better offers. First, I want you to take a look at this townhouse. This house is $699,000, which is crazy. That's $500 a foot. Now, what's interesting, though, are the price cuts this seller in Washington is having to do. They originally purchased for $582,000 in 2017. Then they turned it into a rental. They were renting it for around $3,000 a month. And then they listed for $835,000 in 2025, a 44% increase over the 2017 price. However, since then, they've had to cut it down to $699,000, and it's still lingering on the market. What's really interesting about this is that the zip code that this townhouse is in has gone up 90% in the last 8 to 9 years. However, they're only now listing the property at a 20% profit from what they bought it for in 2017. So there's been huge housing market deflation, and the Reventure Listing Analyzer tool says 657 is likely the offer that's going to secure that townhouse. And again, folks, why did that listing in Washington go down so much? Well, because there's a 64% inventory surplus in Washington. There's all these sellers. The inventory is literally at the highest level in a decade. If you see inventory like this in your state, in your city, everyone, that's a signal that it's good news to be a buyer. Prices are going to be dropping. Another state with really high inventory is actually Tennessee. In Tennessee, inventory is up 58%. There's been a slowdown in people moving in, an increase in people exiting, and as a result, we now have a 9-year high in housing supply, which is causing prices to drop. Now, here's another example. This is a house in Nashville, Tennessee that actually just sold. But get this, everyone. The previous owner bought it for $1.3 million in 2023, and they just parted ways with it for $985,000. That's a nearly $300,000 loss from the 2023 sale price, and indicative of the fact that if you're looking to buy a house in one of these states with the inventory pile up, where the builders were really active, where there's a lot of supply, and where the price is overpriced, take a look at that list price and view it as negotiable. In this case, they cut it down to $1,195, but the person bought it for $985,000. $200,000 less. My overall point with this is that if you use data on housing market inventory, you guys can actually negotiate cheaper prices and get hundreds of thousands of dollars off list prices. However, to be clear, prices are still really expensive in a lot of these states. $600,000, $900,000 for a house is still not attainable for most people. I think a central question on many of your minds is going to be, when are prices going to get low enough that we're going to go back to 2019, 2020 levels? Well, folks, I think, again, a lot of this has to do with inventory. If you're in a state like Washington, where inventory is up 64%, or Tennessee, where it's up 58%, or Arizona, where it's up 53%, 50%, or Texas where it's up 52%, or Washington, D.C., or Oregon, or Georgia, or Nevada. You guys should be out there making offers at 2020 price levels. I mean, here's another one, everyone. This is a cheaper home in Tennessee. $220,000 in Jackson, Tennessee, 3-bed, 3-bath. That's $163 a foot for a new build. Let's take a look at the pictures on the inside. Not bad for new construction. Your payment, according to Zillow, if you were to buy at 220, is $1,200 a month. So yeah, offer closer to $200,000 and you might get that house at a pretty good price. But there's another side to this story, everyone, and that's the continued resilience of the Midwest and the Northeast when it comes to US home prices, as well as inventory levels. There simply is not much supply in the Midwest and Northeast right now. Values are still going up. And I think one of the reasons is due to some reverse migration and some newfound economic growth for these regions. There's been an onshoring of manufacturing. More and more people are now moving back home closer to family, and some people are even concerned about climate change. On this Reddit post from a couple months ago, they're talking about why do people say the Midwest and Rust Belt will boom in the coming decades. He's saying, I've seen a lot of people say this, stating that climate change will be the cause. People are saying it's the cost of living, pre-existing infrastructure, and potential environmental causes. Another person in the comment section is saying that they don't think there'll be a Midwest explosion, but that a lot of southern cities are going to start to simmer down while the Midwest picks up steam. They mentioned a place like Nashville went from being incredibly cheap to being a place which is pretty expensive, with suburban houses costing more than $450,000. This was an article recently from The Atlantic talking about how the Midwest became the place to move, mostly about affordability. And this is accurate, everyone. When we look at data on all the different states in the US and survey what are the areas where home prices are still rising, well, it's these areas in red in the Midwest. The top markets for home value growth in the last year in America are Wisconsin, plus 5.1%, North Dakota, plus 5.1%, Illinois, plus 4.5%. It's these areas in red, and you could see a strong block in the central Midwest to the Northeast is where prices are still going up. So this isn't even that theoretical. I think there are people moving back to the Midwest. I think there are jobs coming back there. Conversely, where are home values dropping year over year? It's these states in blue, which have the highest inventory, predominantly in the Sun Belt, as well as the Southwest and the Pacific Northwest in the US. Some people on my channel like to say, oh, Nick, you only talk about Texas and Florida. It's only Texas and Florida going down. Folks, that's no longer true. Colorado's going down, Arizona's going down, Nevada's going down, even California's now going down. And it again has to do with that inventory. The inventory surplus in the US in red is in the West Coast and the Sun Belt. The inventory deficit still in the Midwest. Midwest and Northeast only has 215,000 listings. The South and the West Coast has 741,000 listings. So there's more than three times many homes for sale in the South and West, which is why prices there are dropping. We're seeing a monumental shift occur. If you're a home buyer or an investor wanting to know, is 2026 the right year to buy? Am I going to see prices go up or down in my city and state in the next year? You got to key in on this inventory because it explains where prices are heading. And what's wild, everyone, is we're already seeing this play out before our eyes. On this graph, we're tracking the inventory surplus here on the x-axis compared to the home value growth in the last year on the y-axis. And what do you notice? The more inventory there is in states on the bottom right, the more that prices are dropping. Conversely, the less inventory there is in the top left, the more that prices are going up. These two data points, inventory surplus and home value growth, have an R-squared of 0.48, meaning half of the variation in home value growth in the last year is solely explained by this inventory surplus metric. And so for those of you out there wanting to understand where your market's heading, what's going on in your market, look at this graph. If you're in the bottom right here, it's going to be more likely that you see declining prices in the next year. If you're in the top left, it's more likely you're going to see rising prices. Inventory in New Jersey is down 29%. Markets like Connecticut, Rhode Island, Illinois, North Dakota, New York, Alaska, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, we still have a shortage of supply and prices are still going up. And one thing I wonder is how durable is this new trend in the housing market, and are we going to continue to see outperformance in the Midwest and Northeast versus underperformance in the South and West Coast. And if this is a durable trend, is this good news for you if you're a buyer in the South and West? Is it going to mean that we'll see persistently higher inventory levels and more price cuts, more and more price reductions? What I want to do right now for you guys is I want to go through Zillow and look at some listings and plug some of these listings into our listing tool analyzer so we can get a sense of, you know, how you guys should make offers in different markets and what you should look for if you're a buyer. What should you look for if you're a buyer this year that's a sign that you could get a much better price? What should you look for a sign that you're going to maybe have a bidding war? And let's actually start here in New Jersey. We got a 4-bed, 3-bath house, $499,000. Now you can see this has been on the market one day and already has 1,000 views and 100 saves on Zillow. So when you see that, folks, one day, 1,000 views, 100 saves, that's a signal that there's definite buyer interest. As you can see, the seller actually has it listed for 82% above what it sold for in 2020. Now that's a big increase in price. Are they gonna get it? Well, we just plug this listing into our analyzer tool and we're gonna look for a couple of things. Number one, the per square foot price is $331. How does that compare to the market? However, let's look at something else. Let's look at how much they've increased the price of this property over the last 6 years compared to the market. They've increased the price 81%, while the market value of the zip code has gone up 44%. So they're almost trying to double what the market appreciation is of the zip code. As a result, we're coming in with a fair market offer on this house of $422,000, which is about $70,000 less than the list price of $499. Now, let's go all the way to the West Coast in the US and check out San Diego. Here, folks, we got a 3-bed, 2-bath, 1,400 square foot on the market for $989,000. Now, this has been on the market 14 days. And already has 350 saves, so there is buyer interest in this property. Let's take a look here. The owner bought it for $198,000 in 1998, and now it's listed for $989,000. Let's plug this into our listing tool analyzer and see what it says. They're listing at $688 a foot. Now, the zip code's at $587 a foot, so they are listing at a 17% premium to the zip code. But let's take a look at the sales history. They bought it for $198,000 around 1998, meaning they're trying to make 400% appreciation on the property. Amazingly, the zip code has gone up 396% in that span of time. However, due to the fact that they're overlisting on the market per foot, we don't think that $989 is the fair price. Instead, we think $903 is the fair market offer, around a $90,000 discount to what the list price is. Additionally, we have a minus 4% forecast in the area the next 12 months. We take that into account when we determine what our fair market offer is, and it's something you guys should pay attention to when you're going out making offers in your area. Now, how about we go down to Florida, everyone, and take a look at what's going on in Tampa. This is a 4-bed, 2-bath house on the market for $520,000. It's only been on the market for 3 hours, already has 12 saves, which is pretty good traction for just a couple hours. The owner previously bought it for $252,000 in 2016. They're more than doubling the price here in 2026. And off the bat, I see a couple issues with this listing already, folks, on the Reventure Listing Analyzer tool, which, by the way, folks, comes out April 15th for our premium members on Reventure app. This is coming out in the next couple days, April 15th. If you want to be on the list and get the invite for the beta when it comes out April 15th, sign up for Reventure Premium right now at www.reventure.app, and we will be emailing you shortly with access to this tool. But here's what concerns me about this listing. They're pricing at $240 a foot, while the market price is $198 a foot. So they're listing at 21% above the market list price. In addition, they're listing their house at 106% appreciation from their previous purchase in 2016. However, the zip code is only up 80%. So they're also overpricing on appreciation, which leads us to this, everyone. Our fair market offer is $432,000. They listed for $520,000, so we're coming in $90,000 less. We're also factoring in that the one-year forecast is minus 4%. And ultimately, tools like this are invaluable for you as a home buyer or investor or seller trying to decipher this confusing housing market in 2026. Should you buy now? Should you wait? Should you sell now? Should you wait? How much should you offer at? We at Reventure are developing tools to help you all answer that question. And this Reventure Listing Analyzer tool will be released in the next week on ReVenture app. To access it now and gain fundamental knowledge about where your market is heading, go to www.reventure.app and sign up for our premium plan. It only costs $39 a month. This premium plan could potentially save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on your purchase. I just purchased a property in Atlanta. I saved $160,000 compared to the price the previous owner bought it for. I got it $110,000 less than the 2021 price. How did I do that? I used these tools in this methodology that we've created at ReVenture. So if you want to access those discounts, if you want to know where your market's heading, and if you want to make stronger offers, sign up for ReVenture Premium right now. Only $39 a month, and better yet, sign up for that annual pass so you can get a 15% discount and lock in this data and information for the next 12 months so you can make a more informed decision and ultimately save money on your home purchase.